you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
It's Monday, December 5th. I'm Julie Slater with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPCC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. The new L.A. County Sheriff Robert Luna's term officially began today at noon. At his swearing-in, he said his new department is going to be guided by three principles: integrity, accountability, and collaboration.
We need less polarization and more partnerships, and that's the direction we're going to be going. The best way to reduce crime is to work with our community, not against them.
He promised new strategies to address homelessness, repair relationships with the community, and modernize the sheriff's department overall. We'll hear more about Sheriff Robert Luna's challenges in taking over the department from KPCC's Frank Stoltz in the next hour. The results of the 2022 election in Orange County are official. As KPCC's Jill Replegal reports, Registrar Bob Page has certified the final count.
Just under 55% of the county's registered voters cast ballots in the midterm election, which doesn't sound great, but there is more to consider. Voter registration has ballooned in Orange County. So while the percentage of registered voters was down during this midterm, there were around 354,000 more votes cast this year compared to the 2014 midterm election.
That means voter participation is up, and that was KPCC's Jill Replegal. For more details on the final results in Orange County, go to LAist.com. Tobacco companies are asking the U.S. Supreme Court to stop California from enforcing its ban on flavored tobacco products, including menthol cigarettes. Tara Seiler with KQED has more.
The state legislature first approved the ban 2 years ago, but it didn't take effect because R.J. Reynolds and other companies gathered signatures to put it on the ballot. The November vote didn't swing their way, with nearly two-thirds of the electorate upholding the ban. It's set to take effect as soon as December 21st. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals declined a request to block the ban, so now the companies are asking the U.S. Supreme Court for an emergency order. California would be the second state to enact such a ban after Massachusetts. Several cities across the state already have local prohibitions in place. For the California Report, I'm Tara Seiler.
COVID booster shot distribution has been slow over the past few months. Even as COVID rates and hospitalizations increase, less than a fifth of the state's population has received the shot. But the rate is picking up speed, according to the state Secretary of Health and Human Services, Dr. Mark Galley.
Californians are starting to get the message. They're starting to see the reality of the threat. They're talking to their friends in healthcare. They're talking to the family member who missed 3 days of work or school because they're sick. And they're saying, wow, this is really kicking my butt. And we can avoid that.
Dr. Galley says the pandemic brought to the surface some communities' deep distrust of the healthcare system. He says poorer residents are 22% less likely to have had a booster shot than those on the other side of the income spectrum. We'll also be doing our weekly check-in with LA County Public Health Director Barbara Ferrer next hour to get her latest take on the COVID numbers in LA. This school year, teachers, union members, and LA Unified Schools have been working without a contract, and now they're stepping up a public pressure campaign to get the district to agree to a new deal. United Teachers Los Angeles members were scheduled to picket after school today at three LAUSD offices. Here's KPCC's Kyle Stokes.
Earlier this year, Superintendent Alberto Carvalho called for a fair and speedy resolution to contract talks. But after trading proposals with the district since May, UTLA says the two sides are still far from a contract deal. The union wants bigger pay increases and across-the-board class size reductions. They intend Monday's rallies to send the message to district officials that, quote, they better come back in January with real proposals.
KPCC's Kyle Stokes. LAUSD's second largest union is also negotiating a contract and has scheduled a similar rally of its own for later this month. Partial ratings are in for TV viewership of the U.S. loss to the Netherlands at the World Cup. Saturday's tournament ending 3-1 defeat was seen by 16.5 million people on U.S., English, and Spanish language television and digital streams, according to figures released by Fox and Telemundo. Fox said data from Nielsen on the West Coast Markets were impacted by the 7 a.m. Pacific's time start and will not be available until later this week. U.S. viewership numbers, though, for this year's Cup show an increased interest in the global soccer tournament over the last World Cup. We've got lows around 50 tonight with a slight chance of showers tonight into tomorrow. For more local news anytime, go to LAist.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Julie Slater. Join us next time for another LA Report.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people. The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.